Are you okay?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very sad at the moment.
Yeah. So you've obviously you've known for a while. I mean, how did you feel when you first heard the news?
You know, there's always moments in your life, you know, which are horrible things to remember. The day John Lennon died, or Elvis Presley, and recently Michael Jackson and Amy Winehouse, and now Whitney. It's just really, really, really horrible.
And has come as a complete shock, I guess.
It was actually, yeah, because, you know, I knew quite a few people who'd been working with her over the years. We all knew that she had issues, and I last met her when she came on X Factor in England, when she was on doing her comeback album. You know, you could sense at the time there were still a few problems, but, you know, she was a delight to work with on the day. She was very professional. She was kind to everyone around her. She probably wasn't altogether there, but it was still Whitney Houston, and you know that you're in the presence of a legend, and I'll never forget that day.
Yeah, exactly. And then the reaction to her coming on—I mean, it was headline news everywhere. That proves what a big star she was.
100%, 100%. And the truth is that, you know, there are so few people like her in the world today. You know, they're a rarefied breed. You know, these are true superstar, legendary divas. And I say diva in the nicest possible way because, you know, that's what she was. She deserved to be. But more importantly, she had seriously one of the greatest voices I've ever heard in my life, ever.
And I gather she was performing on Friday night, and there was a pre-Grammys party.
Yeah, I mean, a good friend of mine is a guy called Clive Davis, and Clive was running Arista Records when he discovered Whitney. I think she was, you know, probably in her teens at that point, and heard her sing, and he took her on and essentially mentored her all the way through her recording career. Was still working with her now, and I believe that she was going to make an appearance at this Grammy party tonight, which Clive was hosting. Mm. I've just spoken to a very good friend of Clive's, a songwriter called Diana, and he's absolutely devastated.
I can understand. And the Grammys, I mean, the Grammys is happening tonight in LA, a very different occasion now.
Well, it has to be. I mean, how could you turn what should be a celebration night when you just have this news? I mean, I'm sure they're going to move quickly. And, you know, I understand and I expect this to become, as it should be, a tribute to her, because you've got to remember a lot of the people who are going to be getting awards at the Grammys, they owe an awful lot of their success, I believe, to Whitney, because Whitney was a trailblazer, and she proved, you know, that a solo female artist can become, and she did become, one of the, you know, the biggest stars in the world, and I'm absolutely certain her influence has rubbed off a lot of the Grammy nominees who are going to be there over the next night or so.
Do you think some of them will change their performances? Maybe some will sing Whitney songs?
I don't know. It's a very difficult thing to know. You know, is it the right time to do it quickly? It's a very emotional decision to make. I think people are going to go with their heart, not their heads on this. And if they feel it's the right thing to do, let them do it. But importantly, you know, obviously, it's a night she has to be remembered fondly, and she deserves that.
Absolutely. I mean, she was she won, I think, 6 Grammys herself.
Yeah.
How big a loss is this to the music world?
It's massive. I mean, none of us have got over the fact that it was, you know, recently Michael Jackson, Amy, and, you know, these are big stars. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a sort of a pattern here, which is really disturbing. And they, you just wanted these people to live a normal life, to enjoy the rest of their lives. They'd enjoyed it, they were right at the top. And with all of them, this is the irony, they were all really, really trying hard to make a big comeback, and something prevented it happening. And that in itself is tragic. It really is. It wasn't that they'd gone into retirement. They were all planning, something special.
As someone who knows the music industry inside out, do you have views on why this happens to these big, huge icons and, this pattern that we've talked about?
Well, with Michael Jackson, you have to put a lot of it down to pressure. And, we all read about recently about, what was happening with this doctor because he couldn't sleep. And that was down to the pressure, I believe, of the fact that he had signed on to do this ginormous amount of gigs. And he was, 50 years old. And I'm quite sure he was thinking, that he wants to get back to where he was when he was at his best. But the pressure he would have been under to deliver what he would have wanted to be, the greatest show in the world, I think just got the better of him. I mean, I've met his family. He had amazing support from his family, but you never quite know, what's going on behind the scenes. Well, we do now know, with that idiot doctor giving him that stuff. We know a lot about Whitney's past. There were certain people she met in her life who you just wish now she'd never met. And that's what's so upsetting. This just didn't need to happen. It wasn't that she was ill, there were other issues.
I mean, some people do say that it came when she met Bobby Brown and married Bobby Brown, and that was when it started for her.
Well, that's what it looks like on the surface. Up until that point, she was massively successful. She'd done Bodyguard. I mean, she was about as hot as she could ever be. Her records were fantastic. There were no signs prior to that of any kind of, crazy behavior. And then, after meeting him, it started to go downhill. It could have all been avoided.
Absolutely. And I mean, I was reading just online yesterday that you were possibly in talks with her to do the American X Factor. Is that true at all?
Well, what normally happens in these situations is that if someone's interested in doing one of the shows, they put out word to somebody else, and then it gets leaked. And that's normally them telling you they may be interested. And we found out about this a few days ago. And the irony is that we have a meeting about the X Factor show in America on Monday and Tuesday. And she was going to be one of the names we were going to be discussing. And I think we probably would have at least spoken, if not met. I did get on very well with her when she came on our show in London, and I was such a huge fan, and I thought, God, if I could work with her on this show and she got the chance to mentor some of our contestants, it would have been incredible because, she was probably the number one singer out of all the shows I've ever been on over the last 11 or 12 years, who actually everybody wanted to be. I probably heard more Whitney songs than anything else, and anyone who came in and fancied themselves as a big singer always chose Whitney Houston. And what's really sad is that, new artists like Jessie J, if you go back to her early YouTube posts, one of the first songs you'll hear Jessie singing on YouTube is I Have Nothing, and paying respect to Whitney as the greatest. And so, she's having this massive effect on younger artists even now.
And then finally, Simon, because I will let you go, and I know that you must be incredibly sad, but as someone that can pull a lot of people together and has the power to do that, Have you maybe thought about, paying tribute to Whitney in the future? Is there something that you would like to do?
I would, yeah. I would do it because I am an enormous fan. But I think the person who really should be doing this is Clive Davis. Mm. You know, Clive, as I said, is a personal friend of mine. Clive is the person who signed her, was very, very close to her, and I have to say a very positive influence on her life. And, you know, Clive's not going to be in a position right now to be thinking of anything like that, because I know for a fact he's absolutely devastated. I just spoke to a good friend of his. But, you know, if he wanted any help, you know, it would be an honor to do something in her memory, because, you know, she was one of the greatest.
Absolutely. And his party is still going ahead, is it? Or
I don't know. Funny enough, I was going to go to that party, but I couldn't go because of some filming commitments I had here. But from what I heard, it is going to go ahead. And, you know, like what we discussed about the Grammys, I'm quite sure the party now will be, you know, a tribute to her, rightly so.
Absolutely.
And I hope, and I said this to someone earlier on, I mean, I know that she went through some awful, awful times in her life. And obviously that was the reason why we're having this conversation now. But I think it's also, you know, we have to remember her when she was at her best, because she at least deserves that, because she had such an incredible voice.
Well, we're playing, you know, all the music now, and it's all you need to do is just hear one of those songs to remember.
There
that.
Was a songwriter who I just spoke to about 5 minutes ago, and her name is Diane Warren, and she wrote this song for Whitney on her last album, and it was called "I Didn't Know My Own Strength," and she wrote the song believing and hoping that she would get rid of the demons. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the lyric to that song now, and it was on her last album, it's unbelievably sad. It really, really is.
Yeah. I mean, I think even Whitney herself said that she is her own worst enemy. It was her that, she admitted it to herself, and she knew she wanted to beat it, didn't she?
She did want to beat it, and she had the courage to come out and admit certain things, because she wanted to send out a warning. But, you know, a lot of people in this position are very vulnerable. They're under a tremendous amount of pressure. As we discussed before, you can have the wrong person in your life who is just, you know, giving you, you know, the wrong advice, and is a bad influence on you. And, you know, it's difficult, because I don't know the full facts. But, you know, right now, you know, I just want to say, you know, she is, you know, one of the greatest singers of all time, and I want her to be remembered for that.
Simon Cowell, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate
it. And I wish we could be talking about happier things, but yeah. Thank you for your time.